Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today, we will cover foreknowledge of the future, consisting of questions 868 to 871.
Enjoy.
Question 868. Can the future be revealed to humans?
In principle, the future is hidden from them, and only in rare and exceptional cases does God permit it to be revealed.
Question 869. For what purpose is the future hidden from them?
If they knew the future, they would neglect the present, and they would not act with the same freedom, because they would be dominated by the thought that if a certain thing must happen, it is no use being concerned about it. Otherwise, they would try to prevent it. God has willed it to be this way so that each one may contribute to the accomplishment of things, even those that he or she would like to thwart. Thus, it is that you yourselves unknowingly prepare the events that will occur over the course of your lives.
Question 870. But if it is useful for the future to remain hidden, why does God sometimes allow it to be revealed?
This happens if a particular foreseen event would facilitate the accomplishment of things instead of preventing them, and if it leads individuals to act differently than they would have if the revelation had not been made. Besides, many times it is a trial. The anticipation of an event may awaken thoughts that are more virtuous or less so. For instance, if a man knows that he will receive a fortune that he had not expected, he may be taken by the sentiment of greed or elation about the probability of adding to his earthly pleasures. In order to obtain the fortune sooner, he may then desire the death of the one who is to leave it to him. On the other hand, perhaps such anticipation will awaken good sentiments and generous thoughts in him. If the prediction is not fulfilled, it will be another trial, the way in which he bears the disappointment. Nonetheless, he will have acquired the merit or the blame for the good or bad thoughts that the prediction aroused in him.
Question 871. Since God knows everything, God knows whether a person will or will not fail in a particular trial. If that is the case, what is the need of the trial in the first place, since it cannot add anything to what God does not already know about that person?
You might as well ask why God did not create human beings perfect and accomplished to begin with.
Refer to question number 119.
Or why they must pass through childhood before arriving at adulthood.
Refer to question number 379.
The purpose of a trial is not to enlighten God about what people deserve. God knows perfectly well what they deserve, but to leave them the entire responsibility for their own conduct, since they have the freedom to do or not do. Since they can choose between good and evil, a trial has the purpose of placing them before the temptation of evil, leaving them all the merit for resisting it. Also, even though God knows very well beforehand whether they will triumph or fail, out of divine justice, God can neither punish nor reward them for an act they have not yet committed.
Refer to question number 258. Author's remarks for question 871. It is the same among humans. However capable aspirants may be, and no matter how certain they are of success, they cannot be granted any diploma without first being tested. that is, without trial. In the same way, a judge does not condemn the accused except with proof that a crime was actually committed, and not by the prediction that the accused can or might commit such an act in the future. The more we reflect on the consequences that the knowledge of the future would have for humans, the more we see how wise Providence was to conceal it. The certainty of a happy event would result in inaction, an unpleasant event in discouragement. In either case, our efforts would be paralyzed. This is why the future is not shown to humans except as a goal they must reach through their own efforts, but without knowing the tribulations they must go through in order to reach it. Knowing about all the incidents they might encounter along the way would deprive them of their initiative and the use of their free will. They would let themselves be dragged down the fatal slope of events without exercising their own faculties. When the success of a matter is assured, no one is worried about it any longer.